night. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, you've got a friend.
Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And this time every Friday, it's time for Frisky Friday. And who's a better best friend than our frisky little dogs and cats who come with us? We call out their name. Dogs come, cats sometimes. But this is Frisky Friday on Pep Talk. And our guest this morning is Mary McClellan. She is with the Pensacola Humane Society. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Meg. How are you doing today? Thanks for having us on.
I'm pretty good. I've just been thinking about our furry friends this morning, and I thought we could play Who Let the Dogs Out, but I thought, you know, this was national. We had National Dog Day this week.
We did. 2 days, Wednesday.
Yeah, I think it was Wednesday or something.
Dog Day.
It was so fun to see everybody posting on
Wednesday.
Facebook. Yeah, it was great.
I know. It was great. Today is also a special day because it's the Rainbow Bridge Memorial Day.
Oh.
So it is for to remember all of our, you know, cats and dogs who have gone on before us and that, you know, loved us with their whole lives. And that's something I always try to remember when I, you know, see these sweet little animals is, you know, for us, it's they're in our lives for a period of time. But for us, for them, we are their whole lives for their whole lives.
Yeah.
So it makes you want to cry a little bit just thinking about it. So, I mean, it's a special day.
Mm-hmm.
Special day.
The Rainbow Bridge is a beautiful poem about where our loved animals, our loved pets go when they do pass, right? That's kind of the reference,
that
the Rainbow
correct.
Bridge.
Yes.
They cross the rainbow.
And yes. We actually have a bridge in our on our property that is a rainbow bridge.
Oh,
now,
you do?
You know, we don't let anybody walk on that.
okay.
But, but you know what I mean. It's just kind of a remembrance, and then we have some little dog collars that people have put on.
Aww.
Cat collars. Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet. Well, so
just
we can take
remembrance
them.
Yeah. We'll see them again.
Yeah. So today is that day. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So with,
that day.
So Mary is with the Pensacola Humane Society, and so that's an organization that's been here in Pensacola a long time. Tell folks a little bit about what you do, and I know you have so many programs and things, but someone might be listening and has heard of you before, but they really don't know exactly who you are and what you do.
So we are a local nonprofit, and we function as an animal welfare shelter. When animals are surrendered to us, either by an owner or because they came in as a stray, sometimes we have transfers from local shelters in the area that are, you know, overrun. They're at capacity. We're usually at capacity too. Let me not forget to say that. But oftentimes, you know, the Escambia County Shelter will call and let us know that they got a litter of 8 puppies. Everybody's needs are at capacity right now. I mean, their space is overrun. And so we do everything we can. We do have an intake process. We're a nonprofit. So our goal is to take an animal in and rehabilitate it if it needs to be, you know, rehabilitated, do any surgeries, vaccines, microchips, all of that they get when they come to us. And then we adopt them out. I mean, that's our goal is to unite these sweet little animals, little furry animals with forever families, you know.
Their new forever home.
That's right. And here's an interesting little thing is just this week, I actually finally took the plunge and I adopted my own little stray that came in.
Oh,
and,
boy.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy.
He is... too much.
A puppy or older dog or?
He's three.
Okay, that's good.
And yeah, he's 14 pounds, but he is just the sweetest thing. And I know he came from a loving home. He's just so sweet. And, you know, when a stray comes to us, we put it out everywhere.
Mm.
So we make sure he's on our website. We go on the Facebook pages. We go to all the Pet Finder websites. We have notices with all the local shelters. So we all work in tandem together with strays. And we have the state law is 3 business days. We have to hold them in the stray hold. We do 5 full days.
Because you never know. They may have gone on vacation or something, and pet sitter somehow lost control of the pet.
Exactly. So you just never know. We like to give owners a little bit more time to find us, but we do put it everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We do. So after the 5 days, they are able to be adopted. We do put our strays on our website because we want people to be able to find them if that's their dog or cat, but also to let people know this animal will be is stray right now, but if their owner isn't found, they'll be available on a certain date.
Okay. So what's that website?
It's PensacolaHumane.org, O-R-G.
Okay. Good to know.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and we are seeing a lot more strays lately. I think sometimes, especially when we have this influx of thunderstorms in the afternoon, I believe every dog I've ever owned did not like thunder and lightning and had the tendency that if they could, they would have run. You know, and then that's a common trait, I think. So that may be why sometimes they're getting out. And so it seems like we've had a higher amount of strays more than usual lately.
Well, and you just mentioned something, too, is that people go on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they'll, you know, hire a neighbor or you know, get a neighbor to help or hire a caretaker to come in or whatever. And they might escape. They're not comfortable. They don't understand what's going on. Where's my family? You know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, family should be allowed to go on vacation. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying that sometimes that's how it happens, you know?
They're looking
for... Or, you know, they can just simply... Your long guy left the gate open. You know, that's happened to me before.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. I found her, luckily, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, we're talking with Mary McCullen. She's a VP of Development for the Pensacola Humane Society. This is Frisky Friday, so I always try to highlight one of our local shelters or facilities or any of our animal research and animal advocacy groups here in Pensacola. So it's PensacolaHumane.org is the website, and we have so many different programs that you all do, so many services you provide. So just if I haven't said it before, I just want to give a shout out to you, Mary, and the whole team there, Blake and everybody, because my goodness, you do a lot. And it's a 24/7 deal, isn't it, in some ways?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, these animals are in our care from the time they walk in the door until the time they walk out with their family. So, yes, we depending on who's in our shelter at the time, we have to have, you know, round-the-clock veterinary care on call for depending on what's going on, you know, with health stuff. So,
of course.
Yeah, it's a full-time job for everyone.
Okay.
So, absolutely.
Well, now that you're a full-time mom, I want to know, have you named your baby yet?
I did. I named him Winston.
Winston? A particular reason? Is there a story there?
We were trying to find a name that would signify a distinguished gentleman.
Winston Churchill.
He has some Shih Tzu in him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he has some Shih Tzu in him, so he has that very distinguished, snobby look.
I was going to say, some call that attitude.
Okay, there's that, yes. But also, his body is kind of a doodle look, so he's adorable.
I can't wait to see it.
And then I had a friend of mine, I'm a big FSU fan, and my friend says, oh, did you name it, you know, after Jameis Winston? I'm like, no, but that's a great idea. So now I'm going to say that.
Yeah, you killed two birds with one stone. We're talking with Mary McClellan with Pensacola Humane Society. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back with more information about some upcoming events and programs that they're doing and ways you can help. We'll be back on Frisky Friday and Pep Talk. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on Frisky Friday. My guest this morning is from the Pensacola Humane Society. Mary McClellan is here with us, and we've been talking about, wow, gosh, the stray population and so many ways that they help out in our community. And she's got a new little pup of her own, Winston. So next time, Mary, when you come to the show, you've got to bring Winston in so I can meet Winston.
He would love that because Winston has some lack of object permanence and really bad separation anxiety.
Oh, so. You'll have to bring him in then. Okay. Well, we've got a few minutes here, so let's talk a bit about what you've got going on. I know you're constantly having adoption events and other caring opportunities for folks, and I'll talk a little bit about what's on the calendar coming up for the fall.
Sure. Well, today we had a Fitology yoga, puppy yoga, namaste, whatever. I can't remember what we named it. But, yes, and I just saw some pictures from it. And if you go to our Facebook page, that's the best way to keep up with what we're doing.
It's great. Y'all do a great job with that.
We keep it very current. And mine's really good. Our VP of programs keeps it updated for us. But that looked like it was a lot of fun. Sunday, we have our dog days of summer at Portside Pickleball.
Oh, that's right.
This is our third one, and it will be from 8 to 12, and it's $20 for open play for that time period. Mm-hmm. And then we will also have an adoption event going on there from 8 to 10 for us. So we'll have animals there.
And where is that? The pickleball, is that the downtown at the port?
Yeah, that's at the port. Yeah.
Okay.
Port bicycle ball.
Okay.
We'll be doing dog washes for $10. All of that goes to the Humane Society. And we've got a couple of food trucks, Shredder Cheddar and Harry's Proper Burger will be out there. So, yeah, it's a fun event. This is the third one. And, you know, it's a great little get together for people who love pickleball or just love puppies and want to be, you know, out and about. It's a great thing to do on a Sunday morning if you don't have anything else going on. We also have recently revived our Crew of Paws, which is a Mardi Gras crew.
I saw that on Facebook.
Super fun. And I actually am joining. We'll see, you know.
Well, what does it involve? Can anybody join the Crew of Paws?
Absolutely, yes. You just go to our website and go to Events and Crew of Paws, and you'll see everything you need to know there. On September 8th, we're having a social at the Blue Wahoos Stadium, at the Dog on Tuesdays at the Blue Wahoos game.
Which is so much fun because you can bring your pet with you.
Yeah. It's on the Pirate Deck is where we will be.
Okay.
So you can get tickets to that on our website if you, again, go to PensacolaHumane.org and to Events and Crew of Paws, and I've put the ticket reservation ticket link there, and you can go that way. So that's one thing that's going on. We have an adoption event on the 18th of September at Rocket Car Wash. Of course, we have Barktoberfest. That is October 18th, and currently that's my full-time job is getting that organized.
Right, because it's a lot. It's a huge event right here in Pensacola. Where is it going to be this year? Still be at the park?
Same place, Seville Square and Fountain Park.
Okay,
right there,
great.
On Main Street or Bayfront Parkway. Our main sponsor for that is Action Therapy Group, and then also Bob Tyler Toyota, which, by the way, is where this little Winston guy, where he was found. So, you know, there's a cool connection there.
Yeah.
And so anyway, but we have Wolfgang. They're going to be managing all of our dog games. We have activities. We have races and contests and food trucks, demonstrations, all that stuff.
Can people
Lots
still,
of vendors.
Vendor, can, are vendors and sponsorship spaces still open?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So, do they contact you?
Yes, they would contact me. You can go to our page on the Barktoberfest page on our website, and everything you need to know is right there.
Excellent. And what's the date on that one again?
That one is October 18th.
Okay, October 18th. There's a lot going on.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and on the 31st, we have a golf tournament that's being hosted by Riptide Media for us.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you can go to our website front page, scroll down a little bit to our calendar of events, and I've got a link on a calendar event there to take you to their website to sign up for that.
Wow.
And then the last thing I'll mention is our Fufu Fest grant partnership with Ballet Pensacola.
Mm-hmm.
We are participating in the Carnival of Animals presentation, performances.
Oh, how wonderful.
So
and will that
November,
be November,
1st, 2nd,
right?
And 3rd.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
So we're going to have, Peppy Parade on all three of those days. We haven't decided which shows we're going to be doing them after, but it'll be for 30 minutes after one show each day.
Okay.
So
okay,
gosh. It should be a lot of fun.
Yes,
yes.
For sure.
So we have a lot going on.
No doubt.
And I'm also in the very early planning stages of our Furball 2027.
Wow.
I know,
keeping you busy,
never
girl.
Stopped. I mean, we just put the decorations away from
wow.
this year.
Well, you do have a facility that the team runs there, and you have a lot of animals that are kept there, cats and dogs. So if someone's listening this mm-hmm. morning and they wanted to help, I always recommend that they can go online to Amazon or Chewy, where they can go to your wish list mm-hmm. and order things
yes.
and just send it directly to the shelter, to Humane Society. And any other things or needs that you all have right now that you're aware of?
Well, right now what we really need, towels, and linens and dog toys
okay.
and cat toys. We've had a ton of puppies come in
mm-hmm.
and kittens. So,
okay.
All of those have their own, the amount of work that goes into each one of those little critters is a lot. So,
no doubt.
Through the linens. Yeah, we go through the linens with them.
Okay.
So we definitely need that.
So
and we had Pet Pantry this week and kind of got wiped out from
okay.
a lot of our food. So cat food and dog food for the Pet Pantry would be great.
And if someone wanted to drop them off, what's your location?
We are at 5 North Q Street, which is just off Garden near Pace and Garden.
Okay. We'll be back with Mary with the Pensacola Humane Society on Frisky Friday. Good morning. It's Frisky Friday on Pep Talk, talking with Mary McClellan with the Pensacola Humane Society. So, Mary, there's so much going on. If you didn't get a chance and you were listening, folks, you can always re-listen to this broadcast, and you can take notes and go to their website because you have the calendar on your website. Is that correct?
Yes, we do. And I'm actually adding a couple more things.
Oh, good.
After the show, because there are a couple that have not been on the calendar yet. So,
okay.
That's the place to go, though. If you are wanting to know where we are and what we're doing, just go to our homepage at PensacolaHumane.org, O-R-G, and scroll down to our calendar of events, and there you'll see everything you need to know.
Excellent. Okay, so we've got so much going on. I'm so glad that you were able to. She had to be busy, couldn't come into the studio today, which is completely understandable as we approach a busy weekend. And I keep up with their Facebook page, which is they do a great job of keeping things up to date. And you have had quite a few influx of puppies and kittens recently. So I can understand why you need the extra towels and linen for sure.
Absolutely. It's been... I've been there a year and a half now, and I don't remember a time when it has been this chaotic for this long.
Mm.
Just all kinds of our lobby during our open hours, it's insane when you walk in there. People are, looking at adopters, at adopted animals. They're, fosters bringing animals in for their vaccinations or being spayed and neutered. And then, of course, we always have one or two days a week that are dedicated for surgeries.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, spay and neuter surgeries going on. And we can, on one of those days, we can do anywhere from 30 to 40 animals.
Wow.
It's crazy. We work in tandem with Everett Animal Welfare Group. They are a trap, neuter, and return organization. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's okay. We just ran out of time, my friend. So if you're interested in helping out the Humane Society, it went fast, didn't it? What's that website again?
PensacolaHumane.org.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mary. Appreciate all that you do. Give my best to the team over there. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I'm here Monday through Fridays, 9 to 11, right here on News Radio 92.3. This weekend, be kind to others, be gentle with yourself, and find a time to love now. Stream us.